Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and it is a great nation despite the fact that the brand new Gallup poll featured today that has been getting a lot of attention says the U.S. mood remains glum. Only 18% of the American population is satisfied with the state of the nation. Only 4% of Republicans are satisfied with the state of the nation. I mean, this is grim. So what do you do? And maybe part of what you do is you turn to a new book which has to do with how citizens themselves can help change the state of the nation and maybe help dissipate this atmosphere of gloom and doom and disaster and coming apocalypse. Richard Haass has for 15 years been president of the Council on Foreign Relations, an independent, nonpartisan membership organization, think tank, publisher, and educational institution dedicated to being a resource to help people better understand the world and the foreign policy choices facing the United States. He's also the author of the new book, The Bill of Obligations, The 10 Habits of Good Citizens. And he has a new Substack newsletter called Home and Away, which is also an important source. Dr. Haass, thank you very much for joining us. And in terms of the Book of Obligations, do you think that we actually have an obligation to get citizens involved enough so that maybe this idea of a default and of getting a debt deal through the Congress and signed into law, that this actually happens? Is that an important goal?
Yeah, I think citizens have the self-interest and the obligation to get informed and get involved. And they could, one way or another, let those who are going to be voting on this know that they want, in the short run, they want this deal to be approved. And I think in the longer run, citizens should become a voice for doing something about the debt. You know, the good news is we may not drive off the cliff with this $31 trillion debt. The bad news is we've got a $31 trillion debt that's growing larger. And that's, you know, bad in all sorts of ways, from crowding out useful forms of spending to leading us to dependent on those who essentially float our debt. So, but yeah, this is one thing citizens have to do. And, you know, in my experience, Michael, I don't know about yours, politicians aren't always responsible, but they are always responsive. And if their voters, if citizens let it be known that this, that they want to see this package approved, but then they also want to see something done about the debt. And my sense is Washington will ultimately respond.
What do you say to those citizens out there and who are surely part of that 82% of Americans who are not satisfied with the way things are going in the country? And they say, look, the problem with that deficit is we just spend too much money on Ukraine. We spend too much money on aiding Taiwan. We spend too much money on America's position in the world when all of that money needs to be spent here at home. To which the answer is?
First of all, what we spend on defense now, you add it all up, it's just under 4% of our economy, of our annual economic output. That's roughly half, plus or minus, our average during the Cold War. And the last I checked, we did pretty well during the Cold War, not only abroad, but here at home. So the idea that spending money on national security is somehow, we're spending too much and therefore that explains our problems at home. No, we spend a lot here at home. We just don't spend it intelligently. We have all these entitlements, in some cases going to people who don't need them. We have various domestic programs that I would question. We can have a longer conversation about taxation. But no, you know, what we spend on national security on the world, I actually think is a reasonable investment. That's the lesson of history. We don't want to see instability in the world. We don't want Russian aggression to stand. Who knows what Russia or China would do if that were the demonstrated effect. And again, the money is small. If you add up all the money we're spending on Ukraine, what has it been, $40-50 billion? We're talking about a debt of over $31 trillion. So this is not even a rounding error in terms of the contribution to America's indebtedness.
I appreciate your perspective. What about the President Trump, who is obviously the front runner for the Republican nomination again? Mm-hmm. He said in his town hall meeting that he did on CNN, he was asked about whether it mattered whether Putin or Zelensky won the war between Ukraine and Russia. Does it matter to Americans?
Well, absolutely. Again, what we're fighting for is not narrowly Ukraine. What we're fighting for is we don't want to have a world in which strong countries invade weaker countries with impunity. By the way, it's exactly the same reason we resisted 30 years ago what Saddam Hussein did with Kuwait. I was at the White House at the time working for the 41st president, and that was the argument, that the aggression could not stand because we didn't want the post-Cold War world to become one defined by anarchy. And now, 30 years later, we have a similar situation. And so I think we're doing the right thing. I think the former president is wrong here. There are qualitative differences, obviously, fundamental differences between standing up for Ukraine, its right of self-defense, and looking the other way at Russian aggression. That said, I'm all in favor of supporting diplomacy. I don't think Ukraine is going to be in a position in the short run to liberate all of its territory militarily. I think they have the right to try. But if I'm right, if and when they don't succeed, then I believe that our diplomats need to get on their bicycle and try to do something about it. Because the idea that this war could go on for years would be a terrible thing for Ukraine and the world.
And what about the possibility of an attack on Taiwan and on Taiwan's sovereignty? Xi Jinping apparently today told China's national security chiefs to prepare for the worst case scenarios. Does he mean it? What should we do?
Again, prepare for the worst case scenarios. Every government does that. We prepare for every worst case scenario. That's why we got thousands of nuclear weapons, why we have a large military. So I don't take that sort of language seriously. China has increased its ability to use force against Taiwan. Our goal, I would argue, ought to be to deter it. The only way I know to deter things is to signal to China, if they ever were to use force, the price they pay would outweigh any benefits that would go their way. I think this is feasible, and I think it's desirable to do, to demonstrate it. But I don't believe China has set any date to do anything. I believe they are looking what happens in Ukraine, and my guess is Ukraine has sobered up Chinese decision makers, both about the strength of the United States and the West, also about the unpredictability of war. China would be more vulnerable to economic sanctions than is Russia. So I don't think anything is about to happen on Taiwan.
Let us certainly hope that you're right. Last question. Turkey, a disaster for the United States that Erdogan won re-election?
Disaster is a big strong, but it's really bad for the people of Turkey, and it's bad for Europe, and it's bad for the United States. He may technically be an ally, but he's not a partner on anything, and I think that's the cold reality.
The book is called The Bill of Obligations. It's posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. It's by Dr. Richard Haass, and a very important and very relevant read about how to make our democracy more vital, more vibrant, and more productive and protective. Coming back, we'll talk about the latest in China and with a refusal by the Chinese to meet with Lloyd Austin, our defense secretary. We'll get to that and more coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And he knows what he believes.
Michael Medved.
And one thing to believe is that the situation regarding China and relations with the United States is dangerous. There was just a dangerous maneuver by Chinese aircraft in front of an American plane over the South China Sea. Thank God, no damage or death could have been. The Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, was eager to meet with his counterpart in Singapore, and he was ready to go to Singapore for that meeting. But the Chinese didn't want to discuss it. John Kirby, the spokesman for the National Security Council, actually responded to that turn down of a meeting with the Chinese. Clip 10.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's counterpart in China declined an invitation to sit down with him at the Security Forum in Singapore. That happened a few days ago. And then now we see Xi Jinping overnight saying that basically his military chiefs should prepare for, quote, the worst case scenarios and prepare for actual combat and practical use. That sounds like a real escalation.
Well, that's one of the reasons why we want to be able to have conversations in the military channels with the senior leaders of the PRC military, as well as at lower levels. I mean, when Speaker Pelosi visited Taiwan, one of the avenues of communication that the Chinese cut off was this military-to-military vehicle here. And that is what you need when you have tensions as high as they are. You want to be able to avoid miscalculations and misunderstandings. Just over the weekend, there was an unsafe and unprofessional intercept by a PRC fighter jet with one of our Air Force aircraft over the South China Sea. When you have tensions like this, you want to make sure you can talk. That's why we want to keep the lines of communication open.
Not very open right now. I think that's clearly concerning to a lot of people.
No, they're concerning to us too. We agree. They're not open, and we need to get them open, and that's why Secretary Austin asked for that meeting.
And Secretary of State Antony Blinken also spoke about the risks involved. This is clip 12.
There have been a series of these actions directed not just at us, but at other countries in recent months. But I think it only underscores why it is so important that we have regular, open lines of communication. Most dangerous thing is not to communicate, and as a result, to have a misunderstanding, a miscommunication. And as we've said repeatedly, while we have a real competition with China, we also want to make sure that doesn't veer into conflict.
And speaking of conflict, there's already plenty of conflict going on surrounding some of the charges facing President Trump. Yes, he is a front-running candidate, but the special counsel, Jack Smith, who has been appointed to investigate former President Donald J. Trump's efforts to cling to power after he lost the 2020 election. Jack Smith has subpoenaed staff members from the Trump White House who may have been involved in firing the government's cybersecurity official whose agency judged the election, quote, the most secure in American history, according to people briefed on the matter. The team, led by the special counsel Jack Smith, has been asking witnesses about the events surrounding the firing of Christopher Krebs, who was the Trump administration's top cybersecurity official during the 2020 election. Mr. Krebs' assessment that the election was secure was at odds with Mr. Trump's baseless assertions that it was a fraud on the American public. In other words, part of what they are looking at is the same question that was so crucial in the lawsuit between Dominion Voting Systems and Fox Network. The question is, okay, President Trump said something that simply wasn't true, that the election was fraudulent, that votes had been stolen. Did he say that because he believed it? Or did he know it was a lie, given the proclamation by Christopher Krebs, who worked for him, who was part of the Trump administration, that the election was fully secure? We will see where this goes, but it could be a very serious matter if in the next few months this becomes a legal issue, and it could. Speaking of legal issues, charges are now nearing for President Trump out of Georgia as Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis asked judges to clear their schedules during the first half of August. This, according to legal analyst Glenn Kirshner, and a May 19th report from the New York Times. Willis, who was leading the investigation into whether Trump and his allies attempted to overturn the 2020 election result in Georgia, sent a letter to 21 Fulton County officials earlier this month announcing plans to have 70% of her staff working completely remote during the first 3 weeks of August. This indicates, plus indications from the grand jury, members of the grand jury there, that more indictments, charges toward President Trump are likely. And speaking of that, one thing he really can't be charged with, there are accounts in Reuters, there are accounts in the Washington Times, there are accounts all over of the construction of a giant wall, which may have been inspired by a Donald J. Trump. And where is the wall? It's between the North Korea and China and Russia. And apparently it's a much more advanced wall than anything that was attempted to be built on our southern border. And people are saying specifically because of the relationship that developed between Trump and Kim Jong-un, he may well have been inspired by President Trump. As the pandemic began, North Korea moved to seal its northern borders, tightening control over informal trade routes and making escape harder for defectors. The new security features include additional upgraded fencing, walls, guard posts along the Yalu and Tumen rivers, and in rugged areas such as the revered Mount Paektu. These measures span hundreds of kilometers along North Korea's borders with China and Russia. Look, it's quite a difference between the wall on America's southern border, which was not designed to keep people locked in America. One of the major reasons for this orgy of wall building in North Korea is to prevent defectors from getting out of North Korea, going to China, and going from China to South Korea. Wouldn't you want to do that? As the pandemic gripped the world in 2020, Kim Jong-un's regime embarked on a massive exercise to seal its borders with China and Russia, cutting off routes plied by smugglers and defectors. Since then, Pyongyang has built hundreds of kilometers of new and upgraded border fences. Well, okay.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The White House is expressing confidence that the debt ceiling bill will make it through Congress before the U.S. defaults.
We are proud of this bipartisan, common sense agreement that we believe that should get passed out of the House and the Senate into the President's desk.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the administration has been whipping up support among Democrats for tonight's House vote. Two more Republicans are joining the already crowded field running for president. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will formally launch his campaign next Tuesday. Then on Wednesday, former Vice President Mike Pence will announce he's running. Job openings in the U.S. are on the rise. New government data released today shows there were 10.1 million job openings in the month of April. That is the first increase after three straight months of declines. Retail and healthcare led the number increases in job vacancies. John Schaefer, USA News.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Your daily dose of debate. It's the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, President Biden would be 82 years old when he takes the oath of office for a second term. If he wins that second term that he wants to secure, he is an announced candidate for president. Older than President Biden by 3 years is Al Pacino. And the big announcement today is the 83-year-old actor and his girlfriend, whose name is Noor Al-Fala, are expecting their first child together. Pacino's rep confirmed the news to NBC. Al-Fala, 29. Okay, that's a 54-year difference.
Are you talking to me?
It's a 54-year difference. Yes, it is.
What do you want?
Al-Fala is currently 8 months pregnant with the Scarface star's fourth child. The other children are from different ladies.
That's right.
The pair have been romantically linked since April of last year after being photographed leaving Felix Restaurant in Venice, California.
You're right.
Al-Fala previously dated Mick Jagger, who, by the way, is 4 years younger than Pacino. He's only 79. So she previously dated Mick Jagger from 2017 to 2018. Pacino is also the father to daughter Julie Marie, who's 33, whom he shares with ex-girlfriend Jan Tarrant. He also shares 22-year-old twins Anton and Olivia with his ex Beverly D'Angelo.
No!
Pacino's baby news comes the same month that his longtime friend and former co-star Robert De Niro also welcomed another child. Jeremy, had you been aware that De Niro had a kid at 79?
No.
No, I hadn't been aware either. The 79-year-old actor, that's Robert De Niro, revealed that he was now a father of seven while chanting with Entertainment Tonight Canada. "I just had a baby," the Taxi Driver star said, without revealing more information. A rep for De Niro later confirmed the details. That same day, De Niro spoke with Access Hollywood. Access Hollywood, And he didn't say anything about grabbing anything. He just said, "Sometimes I don't think people really know what being a good father is." He said, quickly adding, "Well, they do. You know, you have that, your responsibility. But look, it's a mystery. It's a lot of excitement, but scary. And you do your best." Look, again, the idea that you're not too old to take on fatherhood when you're 79 like Robert De Niro or 83 like Al Pacino.
I don't know.
Well, again, it becomes another matter with Joe Biden. There's also another star, not quite the same magnitude as De Niro or Al Pacino, who just was responsible for our tweet of the day.
Front page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Changed his password, so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
And this is a tweet from Dennis Quaid. Yes. It's actually not Dennis Quaid. It's Randy Quaid. Randy Quaid is the older brother of Dennis Quaid. He's unusual. He is very much an individualist. He played Lyndon Johnson once, memorably. In any event, Randy Quaid just issued probably the most coveted endorsement of the entire election season. He said, "I endorse Trump for 2024. DeSantis is a very good candidate, but does not have Trump's capacity for the brash representation of American interests we need right now. Trump is the only candidate who crushes fake news and keeps China in check." Trump, 47-24. In other words, he would be the 47th president if he beats Joe Biden and Ron DeSantis and Tim Scott and all the rest of them. There's also this when it comes to disagreement, and I was fascinated by this because one of my obsessions when I was in high school was debate and competitive debate. And there is a big piece in the New York Post by James Fishback, who had the same interest when he was a kid. And then you see how much it's changed. And James Fishback writes, "After college between 2017-2019, I coached a debate team at an underprivileged high school in Miami. There I witnessed the pillars of high school debate start to crumble. Since then, the decline has continued from a competition that rewards evidence and reasoning to one that punishes students for what they say and how they say it." And this is all something that is brand new to me. I mean, I have extremely vivid memories of days when I was a teenager debating competitively. But he is fascinated, James Fishback, by a development at the Tab Room, which is a public database maintained by the National Society for Debate Association. National Speech and Debate Association, NSDA. That's where judges post paradigms which explain what they look for during a debate. If a judge prefers competitors not spread, speak a mile a minute, debaters will moderate their pace. In other words, you can find out who your judge is now, which you never used to be able to do, and find out what it is the judge is looking for. But let's say that when the high school sophomore clicks on Tab Room, she sees that her judge is Lila Lavender, the 2019 National Debate Champion, whose paradigm reads, before anything else, including being a debate judge, I am a Marxist-Leninist Maoist. I cannot check the revolutionary proletarian science at the door when I'm judging. I will no longer evaluate and thus never vote for the rightist, capitalist, imperialist positions arguments. Examples of arguments of this nature are as follows. Fascism good, capitalism good, imperialist war good, neoliberalism good, defenses of U.S. or otherwise bourgeois nationalism, Zionism or normalizing Israel, colonialism good, U.S. white fascist policing good, etc. What's very, very different is that debate, as I remember it, and it used to be called not the National Society of Debate and Association, National Speech and Debate Association, it used to be called the NFL, National Forensics League. And in the National Forensics League, you didn't choose what side you wanted to debate. You were assigned it. And the whole point of having a debate team was learning how to argue both sides. And you had to be prepared on both sides of the issue. And what you were judged upon was persuasiveness and logic and evidence and being able to make a case. Right now there's a case about what's going on with more and more high school kids who are not going to college. Why not? We'll get to it on The Medved Show.
What kind of a show are you guys putting on here today?
The Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. Medved Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there's a piece in the Wall Street Journal that is surprising. It has the headline, More High School Grads Forgo College. By the way, one of the great achievements by the United States of America has been the cutting down the number of high school dropouts. It used to be that 25%, that one out of four Americans who started high school didn't finish it, didn't get a high school diploma. And it is very, very tough to get a job without a high school diploma. We do much better now, and in terms of nearly everyone in this country manages to at least complete high school. Whether they've learned anything substantive, that's unclear. But part of what this piece in the journal reports is that more high school graduates are being diverted from college campuses by brighter prospects for blue-collar jobs in an historically strong labor market for less educated workers. And it's that market, by the way, that is exactly drawing people who want to immigrate to the United States, because most of the people who come here who are immigrating from abroad are not college educated, in many cases not even high school educated, but there is still work. The college enrollment rate for recent U.S. high school graduates ages 16 to 24 fell to 62% last year from 66% in 2019, just before the pandemic began, that according to the Labor Department. The rate topped out at 70.1% in 2009. In other words, in 2009, 70% of people who graduated from high school went on to college or to community college. Job growth at restaurants, theme parks, and other parts of the leisure and hospitality sector, which tend to employ young people and typically do not require a college degree, has increased more than twice as fast as job gains overall in the past year. There also remains a high number of job openings in construction, manufacturing, and warehousing, fields that often require additional training but not college degrees. The unemployment rate for workers aged 16 to 19 fell to a 70-year low, 70-year low, of 9.2% last month, fueling larger pay increases. Average hourly earnings for rank-and-file leisure and hospitality workers were up nearly 30% seasonally adjusted between April 2019 to April 2023, compared with roughly 20% during the same period for all workers. Restaurant wait staff earned a median hourly wage of $14 an hour in 2022, nearly double the federal minimum wage. Wages are even higher in industries that don't require college degrees but need additional training, such as apprenticeships. Machinists earn $23 an hour, above the national median wage of $22.26 an hour. Carpenters earned $24.71 an hour last year. College enrollment, meanwhile, has declined by about 15% in the past decade, according to federal data. The reasons include the high cost of university education, colleges closing, and uneven returns from getting a degree, as well as that hot job market. But that reminder that it is possible for people to make a path for themselves and to build careers and families and more without going to college and without getting yourself into a true spiral of debt, that is remarkable. We'll also get into the homelessness in Portland. The Portland City Council is now considering a proposal from the mayor, Ted Wheeler, liberal mayor, of course, to ban encampments, homeless encampments in Portland, but to ban them during daylight hours. This is a report from KATU Channel 2. Listen. Clip 9.
As the city of Portland's housing crisis goes on, the city council is set to vote tomorrow on Mayor Ted Wheeler's proposed daytime camping ban. The plan would prohibit all camping between the hours of 8 in the morning till 8 at night. No camping would be allowed in places like parks, sidewalks, or near schools and daycares.
Well, those who serve the homeless say this plan will come with challenges for them.
If Portland City Council bans daytime camping across the city Wednesday, those that provide homeless services say they're going to be stretched thin.
My initial thoughts were that it seemed really unrealistic. If people are sleeping outside and expected in the morning to pack their things up and carry them around with them all day.
Sandy Chung is the executive director with the ACLU of Oregon. She's skeptical of a camping ban, citing past policy failures.
It seems like a repeated pattern of the city of Portland engaging in ineffective policies in this area. Not even ineffective, but ones that backfire and actually make the problem worse.
The big question is, if daytime public camping is banned, where will everyone go? O'Brien asked the mayor's office that on Tuesday.
I asked for them to define specific areas where people could go, because there's no clarity around that.
Okay, where they need to go during the daytime? The question would be, why they ban it only during the daytime but not at nighttime. And again, especially for a city like Portland that has put so much money into building units for people to find shelter. Then in Oakland, California, which is having a terrible time, first of all, the Oakland A's have the worst record maybe in baseball history as they're going forward. But hundreds of Oakland residents packed a community meeting yesterday to voice frustrations about the city's handling of crime. Clip 18.
I did Citizens Police Academy, and I did a ride-along one night, and I was appalled at how these cops were treated.
That's right.
You can pay other public teacher. That's hard enough. But your job, you can pay me enough to do that. Oakland is out of control with the crime. I'm fed up. I'm absolutely fed up. We're all fed up because of you and your policies and
Okay, again, Oakland isn't alone. There are worse parts of the world. There's a new movie about one of them, about a secret agent on a mission starring Gerard Baker in Kandahar. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
After a successful mission against an Iranian weapons program, a CIA operative played by Gerard Butler hopes for extraction from a former U.S. air base in Afghanistan in Kandahar, now playing everywhere in theaters.
Recovers point. We leave in 15 minutes.
Stretching point.
An old CIA base in Kandahar province.
Just want to go home, and I'll be with you.
He's accompanied by a loyal translator and a gifted supporting cast of little-known Middle Eastern actors, together with some stunning locations in Saudi Arabia, give the movie a surprisingly authentic feel. It's based on a script from a real-life former intelligence officer, and despite a complicated and sometimes confusing plot involving forces from Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Iran, this two-hour film keeps you mostly absorbed. It's rated a very tough R for realistic violence. Violence, 2.5 stars for Kandahar. And on the Michael Medved, and yes, it is Gerard Butler, not Baker. Butler, Baker, candlestick maker. The airline, there is a new airline that is asking to weigh passengers flying internationally. Is this an invasion of Americans' right to privacy? And there are lots of police agencies, apparently, that are desperate to hire. But they say that there are few people who want the job. Why not? And a hot new trend for Generation Lazy? It's called bed rotting. It's actually, in some ways, worse than it even sounds. We will get to that, plus a foreign policy update on dangers from Russia, Turkey, Iran, and, of course, China. That and more all next time, Thursday, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.